Tracking China Trade Purchases. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Increased new crop sales to China have the attention of U.S. agriculture, but as Michael Clements shares, China needs to buy more to meet trade promises.
An American Farm Bureau Federation market intel analysis shows China is buying more U.S. commodities for the upcoming marketing year starting in September. AFBF economist Veronica Nye says the analysis includes corn, soybeans, sorghum, and cotton.
So far, soybeans, sorghum, and cotton have quite a lot of advanced new crop sales, greater than what they've been the last few years. Corn sales, a little bit slower, even though we're seeing reports of big sales by volume. When you look at those sales as a share of total production that's expected this year, those sales are still pretty moderate.
Nye says large new crop sales kickstart exports for the new marketing year, but don't necessarily lead to greater total exports. She says current data shows China is behind its Phase 1 commitments.
Through the end of June, China was behind on their purchases that they would need to make in order to reach that commitment. So, unfortunately, it's going to come down to the wire, but we'll still be looking very closely over these next few months to see how the pace is going.
Nye says there are many factors that can influence trade with China.
There's a lot of dynamics going on, those that are market-driven and those that are politically-driven. And so one thing that we do watch pretty closely are canceled sales. That would be commitments for purchase that never actually materialize into exports. And then I think it's also important to remember that we're only a part of the larger China-U.S. relationship.
You can find the analysis on the Market Intel page at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Now, the Agriculture Department on Friday announced new export sales of 405,000 metric tons of U.S. corn and 400,000 tons of soybeans to China, providing new evidence that Chinese demand remains strong. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.